at the end of the day, you and I are girl bosses.
Yeah, exactly.
And girl bosses stay gaslighting and gatekeeping.
Exactly.
That's all we do. Mm-hmm. Every day, jeez, all day.
I'm a Gemini. That's another G.
Hey, y'all, and welcome back to another episode of The Comment Section Show, starring me, your favorite girl, and I have a bang. And it's AAPI month, so you have to comment on my bangs and how cute they look. Otherwise, it's a hate crime. Mm-hmm. Anyways, today we have a very special guest, someone I'm so excited to have in studio today, the one and only Chunky's Dead. Woo-hoo! A.K.A. Melissa Ong.
I'm literally so excited to be here. It's like, I'm a very, like, binary. It's just like, no, like, I will die for you. Do you want to start a religion together? No, like, literally, like, I'm just like, when you asked me, I was just like, oh, that's cool. Should I show her the shrine of her that I have in my room with, like, clippings of, like, little things? And, like, should I show, like, all the people that I've already gathered on an island to, like, worship her? Like, should I tell you the song I wrote about you? But I was like, let's start slow.
Let's just hang out.
We'll just hang out first. Yeah.
Well, speaking of, that's a great transition, actually, mm-hmm. into our topic for today.
Okay, great.
Which is confident women versus confident men, specifically on TikTok and how it manifests. Mm-hmm. You're someone who's extremely confident, talks openly about it. How do you feel when you see the difference between the two, I guess?
Well, yeah, it's it makes me very happy to see confident women, because I know that, like, oh, in order to be a confident woman, it's like, I understand, like, oh, you had to do, like, all of this unlearning, like, whatever you went through, you have to, like, unlearn all this, like, stupid bullshit of, like, oh, like, women taking space and then, like, feeling validation from male approval and, like, mm-hmm. and of course, like, you know, everyone has their own trauma with, like, their family and like, weird bullshit or whatever. So when I see a confident woman, I'm like, oh, like, you're like me. You put in the work to, like, overcome all that shit, and now you don't give a about what anyone thinks about you, and you're just, like, confident and liberated, and, like, like, for me, it's like, you know, people are like, how are you so confident or whatever, but it's not, I'm not like, I wake up in the mirror every single day and I'm like, you're beautiful, you're confident, blah, blah,
blah. Like, it's not like an arrogance.
No, it's just
confidence in yourself. It doesn't, I always say, it doesn't pull from anybody else's shine, confidence.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and, like, I mean,
unless it's men. I'm totally taking all of those. Yeah, I'm sucking it out. Like,
have you seen
Snow White and the Huntsman?
No, but okay. I've seen Yu-Gi-Oh.
Well, Charlize Theron in that movie. She brings the most young and beautiful women. She brings them to her, and then she literally rips open their face, sucks the youth out, and beauty.
Oh my god, but I do love that. Only men. I love that. I have this, like, fantasy of, like, my clit, like, enlarging and turning into the three-headed blue eyes white dragon from Yu-Gi-Oh, and, like, sucking out men's souls, like, every time a man.
Or it's like an anglerfish.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Hangs, disdangles like.
I mean, they're so easy, right?
They're so easy.
No, they're ran, like, literally through. So easy. Ran through.
They're so ran through.
They're so ran through.
They genuinely are so easy. Every time I see men, like, their version of being confident, and this is, I mean, by terrible men, is, like, being confident on TikTok. Mm-hmm. It's always taking from somebody else. Mm-hmm. It's always like, I'm better than you, or women, which is weird.
Yeah, no.
You want to be prettier than women? That's weird. Like, you want to stunt your beauty, whatever you perceive to be hot.
And there's also so much stuff that guys are just like, it's so funny. They're like men are so like, oh yeah, like, stupid girls, they're just into, like, crystals and shit like that. Okay, but now I'm going to go to a sports bar with the boys. We're all going to wear our matching jerseys, have a beer, and it's totally not gay.
It's like not weird at all, which is, it's kind of weird. It's a little weird. I mean, at the end of the day, we're all fangirls.
No, literally. That's, and I think fangirl. Actually confident men are, like, are smart enough to be betas. Like, actually confident men, like, understand
willingly,
their place. And they, like, yeah, they're like, no, I think that, like, the, I think that betas, actually, my co-writer for my show, Dana Donnelly, she's, like, an amazing, another female comedian, great friend of mine. She always says, like, the most alpha guys are betas. Like, they're smart enough to know that alpha man is just not where it's at.
Yeah, it's not,
like,
a real thing.
Yeah, and then there's, like, there's, like, sigma male, you know, sigma male grind set, where they're just, you haven't
there's
heard
more?
Of
more?
Oh my god, yeah. So I'll actually,
call the police. There's more than two?
Yeah, there used to be two types of men, and now there's three. Whoa.
What's the third one?
Okay, so basically there's alpha, beta. Like, betas, I'm like, yes, this is good. Like, you are a winner. You are smart enough to know that you should be a beta, that's what you should be doing. Okay. Like, I love beta men. Yeah. So the sigma male, it's like the, like, oh, like, I'm a lone wolf. It's like the Joker, basically. So they, like, look up to the Joker. They're like, oh, like,
terrifying.
You know, I'm not, like, it's like, I have all the same qualities of an alpha male, but I'm, like, a lone wolf. They're, like, and they're always, like,
an underdog? Like, they're like, people don't see me as an alpha, but I am, kind of thing?
Exactly. Like, they don't see me as an alpha. So they see themselves like the Joker, right? Where it's just like, I'm just like a misunderstood, like, brooding genius. Like, I'm an evil, like, da-da-da-da-da.
That's arguably worse to me.
No, it's for worse.
Also the Joker. They know what happened in the Joker, right?
Yeah, so
he murdered a bunch of... When they're like, that's me.
Yeah,
they
watch
the movie and they're like, that's so me.
Yeah, it was like, oh, Ted Bundy, yeah, he's my man.
That's what they're like, that's so me.
Yeah, no, like, literally, it's just like, okay, cool. Okay. No, but, like, I think, like, you know...
Terrifying.
Like, these, like... So, when I see... to get your original question, when I see a confident woman, I'm just like... Yeah. Wow, this is so great because I know that we like, I know all the shit that you had to overcome to like get there.
Point,
and then
yeah.
I feel like a solidarity with
yeah,
you. Versus
absolutely.
When I see like an arrogant, I mean, like a truly confident man
yeah.
wouldn't be like putting other people down or whatever.
Exactly.
That's like insecure arrogance.
Yeah.
And I, like when I see like when men are like shitting on other people, I'm like, that's the most insecure thing ever.
Truly.
Like
is.
I'm like, oh, you're like literally so insecure.
Yeah.
And it usually comes out of a place of just like ignorance or like stupidity. And yeah. it's just like
stupid and loud.
Yeah. And I'm just
always.
Like, oh my God, like why are you exposing yourself like this now?
I think
like,
that all the time.
Like I forgot. There was that like one video I saw recently. I think like Lucas Pucas
I love him.
It. Yeah, he's amazing. And it was like this guy was just like, why are women always so horny after sex?
I saw that.
And then I was like, who's going to tell him?
Yeah, who's going to break it to
him? Who's going to tell him?
Yeah. The delusion part mm-hmm. is, I talk about that a lot on here.
Yeah.
Mostly because I talk about how they'll create fantasies mm-hmm. in which they get rejected to justify getting rejected before they actually get rejected.
Uh-huh.
And that's like a next level type of delusion. Like the world you have to live in to be like, well, see, I would never approach her. But even if I did, she would say no to me because she probably only dates men with money. You
yeah,
got
ew.
All of that from seeing me in the subway?
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, guys, that's like all of your shit in your head. And it's like
you saw me
thing.
In Best Buy and that's what you picked up? That's
oh my
crazy.
God.
Or, like, can you read minds?
Yeah, it's no, wild. Like literally, like I saw this quote once where it was just like, oh, like bullying successful women is a coping mechanism for mediocre men.
Oh,
no, like literally,
that.
Like, oh, if you look
it's
at
so
like
true.
Any comments, no. So like for me, like a lot of times people will be like, wait, how is that woman like smart and good looking
yeah.
and good at this and yeah. da, 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 da. And I'm just yeah. like, hello, like if you're good at one thing, that means you're probably good enough, I mean smart enough to be good at like multiple
yeah
things.
Probably
yeah. And it's like this weird
well it's
thing.
Crazy because women are multifaceted because they're sentient humans, they're not
yeah exactly
things, like objects
yeah not
to
just
look
like
at.
Testosterone driven like what do I put my dick in now I can't put my dick in this. What do you mean?
Yeah, I just talked about this with someone the other day, but I was talking about how like sometimes when people meet me in real life, they're like, oh girl, you're so pretty, which is kind of feels like a read a little bit
mm-hmm.
So I'm like, what made you think I wasn't? Which is strange. Maybe
yeah.
it's because I don't give a shit what I look like on TikTok. Like this is
well
nice
you look very ever. Pretty
thank you
in every aspect of like in every
and
sense.
That's what, well that's what people tell me. They're like, no, I didn't mean it like that. I think they're just like whatever, right? I think mm-hmm. it's just because I'd be filming from the worst angles because I don't really give a shit. But that's why I make fun of men.
But why do you look so good in
well,
all your
when,
videos
when I put
okay
men,
so you're lying no just kidding
when
I'm gonna be a man
you.
Right now you're lying
literally
because you look so pretty in real life and you also look so pretty on camera. What is she doing?
There's
no way a woman can.
I like talked about it where I put a picture, like when I post glam pictures from my hair makeup artist, like he takes them of me
mm-hmm.
and I post them. Men lose their minds. They're like, she got work done. She edited this picture. It's mostly men, which is strange.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes women say it too, but it's mostly men.
Oh no, I
and
get that too.
I
like makeup
said,
versus
I'm
no
like,
makeup.
You know why you got so mad? Because you hate me.
Mm-hmm.
And then you saw a picture that made your pee-pee wiggle just a little.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, oh, man, mm-hmm. now she's good-looking too.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate you.
Well, the thing is, I think their pee-pee were... I actually think that they were attracted to you before.
Maybe.
Like, they're just mad that they're... like, because a lot of it is just, like, they're mad because you would literally never. Like, literally... No, like, literally, it's like...
Yeah.
So, because I get all these angry messages from guys. I'm taking off my glasses. They're not prescription. It's just to show my diversity and look. Mostly, I want to show off my
eyeliner.
Hot pink eyeliner.
Love that.
But I did underneath my eyes by
you
myself.
Do
you,
girl. You
know, I feel like both of our DMs and comment sections are just like, just these crazy men being like, I hate you so
yeah,
much.
I hate
and
you,
it's
I
always
really
like, and like, I've just never seen like an attractive guy do that. And I'm like, oh, you're like so sad. Like you just,
I just
like,
made a video
so
about that
sad.
The other day. I said, it's funny because I've never seen a man who was good looking that hates me.
No, I've never seen a good-looking so person good hate looking on dudes. People in general.
Yeah, literally. I have so many good-looking dudes stitch my videos who really don't care for me, but they don't go out of their way to hate me. Mm-hmm. They just don't follow me. But they stitch and they're like, damn, that's kind of true. I had so many dudes stitch my thing, which is so funny because then I had a lot of uggos to,
like, they don't have this like weird like incel anger inside of them that they need to like take out like, to the other side of the screen. Like I think like it's interesting. Like as content creators, I think everybody who starts their journey of like content creation always has like their emotional relationship with their comments or whatever. Like everyone has their own way of like dealing with hate. Like I'm completely desensitized to it at this point. Like same. I think I think you just get to a point where you're just like, I've seen everything. Like because when I first started TikTok like right before the pandemic basically, and I remember like I think it was like, I don't know, maybe like the first maybe like six-ish months of me doing content creation, because it's like new. I was like reading everything, like reading every DM and taking everything so personally and getting so like emotionally invested and angry at like all this shit. Mm-hmm. And then at a certain point I was just like, oh, like everybody who leaves, and then you kind of realize like, oh, everyone who leaves a hate comment is just a miserable loser.
Person.
It's like they're losers because it's like, as you look at every single hate comment, it's like, okay, you either have no profile picture, you have like a profile picture of something that's like not related to you at all. It's like an anime profile picture.
Yeah,
or like
anime,
Or like a whatever.
Those little monsters.
Yeah, or it's like, and they're like hidden. You know, it's like, it's like, I don't even like, I'm just like, dude, if you don't have a profile picture or like any content on your thing, I'm like, you are literally like so... What? I can't take your opinion seriously.
I know, I literally said they look like the shit you scrape off the bottom of a ship. Like a
barnacle. Oh my God. Like, worse.
That's what your face probably looks like.
No, worse.
Someone drew you from memory.
No,
that's what
for
you
sure.
Like.
No, I think it's like that shit. And then it was like, you know, left in nuclear waste for like a certain amount of time. Then maybe it was like eaten by a bottom feeder and then shot back out again. So it was like,
it's truly like molten. Like,
yeah. Just like everything.
That's why I said I'd hate me too if I were you.
Yeah, literally. Loser. Literally.
And most of that comes from inside. That's what makes you not attractive.
No, exactly.
Your bad,
like,
personality.
Exactly, because like attractiveness is like, it's like
it's all subjective.
Yeah,
it is subjective.
It is completely subjective, because like I truly believe that attractiveness is just like, I don't know, like energy. I hate saying like it's energy. No, but it's like, true, oh, like when you see a person, it's like you're not focusing on, I actually say this where it's like with like body image too, because I think like everybody in the world struggles or has struggled with body image at some point.
Yeah.
And I think it's because you have this perfect image of like what you think a perfect body looks like, and you're just nitpicking like, oh, well, my legs don't look like this and da 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 like this. But it's like, that's just not how attractiveness works. It's like, no, like when you meet a person, you kind of like see their full thing. It's like their energy, their presence. It's not like,
it's
like
very
that
multifaceted. And they'll never know because they're going to die alone. So
for sure. No, they're going to die alone jerking off to our videos.
Okay, for those of you who don't know, here on the comment section show, what we like to do is we like to bring videos that I was tagged in, bring them here, and then we just share all the giggles, tee-hee, laughs, all of them, make fun of it, rip it to shreds. That's what we always do.
Oh my God,
here.
I'm so ready.
Okay, so this
my
first
hands
one,
are ready to rip.
So this first one is a video that was made by a man.
Of course.
So already we're setting the foundation. It's not good. And so in the video, it's basically that audio where they're like, oh my God, no, oh no. And he says, when she starts to realize she's not ugly and guys actually want her.
Oh gosh.
So gaslight of the century is what it is.
Uh-huh.
And I think a lot of men, especially mediocre men, like to make women believe that they could never do it better than them. Like their looks aren't good enough to land them anyone better than them. And that's nothing but a manipulation tactic.
It's also this thing where it's like, men are always just like, you know, like men, when men write women, they're like, she was beautiful and she didn't know it. She was beautiful and she was completely unaware.
Yeah, exactly.
She was beautiful,
but
she was actually hated herself inside. Yeah. And it's just like, so it comes from this like really like fucked up thing of like, wait, like, why don't you want the girl you like to feel good about herself? Because you don't care about her. You care about what she's doing for you.
Exactly.
And so if she doesn't feel like happy and beautiful or whatever, then like you get to
from
selfishly
him.
Have her looks. And
well,
then she,
and
yeah.
It's like a power dynamic. I think.
Totally.
It's a dichotomy where they want to be the only source that makes you feel good about yourself.
Ooh.
And if they aren't that only source, then they feel threatened because they're like, oh, well, she's probably going to get it from other dudes, or she already has it. That's very possible too. You can have confidence and not derive it from somebody else, but they don't know how to do that because they hate themselves.
And they also like, I feel like men also just don't understand that like not every woman cares about their validation. Like men always talk like, and like, you know, I feel like, you know, like whatever, I'm for a living, I'm a degenerate. I go to these things and it's like guys will, here's my favorite thing at a party. A guy will be like, you know what?
you're actually really funny. I actually really like you. Like, hey, you, I actually really like you.
I know, when they're just like, you know what? Like, and they say it like it's this compliment. Like, them saying they like you is a compliment.
They're
you
like,
know
what you're welcome, by the way.
Yeah, and they're just sort of like, no, they're like, hey, you're like, welcome. I like you. And I'm just sort of like, do you think I give a f***? Like, I'm so offended. Like, I literally am so offended when a guy's like, you know
what?
Well,
the funny thing, too. I like you. The funny thing is a big one. They're like, I think you're funny.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so does your dad, so.
Yeah, and it's also just like, oh, like, what? So, like, and sorry, who are you? Where is your opinion gotten you? Like,
you're pretty funny for a girl.
Oh, yeah. Or, oh, my God, when I was growing up, you're hot for an Asian. Yeah, we're like, oh, you're an Asian.
I used to get that, too, for I'm Samoan. So, yeah, like, yeah. Like, there's no way. Why? I always used to say, why would you say that?
They're always just sort of like, you know what? Like, people, like, guys, so many guys come up to me and they think it's like a compliment. They're just sort of like, you know what? Like, I don't think any girls are funny but you.
But you're pretty funny.
Actually, you make
you actually pretty funny.
And the thing is, they're always like this. They're always like, actually, like that is my impression.
Like, for real. Literally. You're like, gee, thanks.
And I'm just like, oh.
That's what the highest of compliments coming from you.
And I'm just like, can you pick me next? Like, please.
Okay, so these comments on here. So the first one is from the guy who made the video.
Of course.
He said, you know what? I take it back. This is not a joke. Now I mean it. Which I think is because he was getting a lot of backlash for it from a lot of women.
Which is also like, it's just like, why are you like digging yourself deeper into this hole? Like, you already made this video. Like, you could have saved yourself by being like, actually.
I was kidding.
Like,
it's a joke.
And then the fact that he like dug himself even deeper to be like, well, actually.
You know what? I take it back. That's hater shit. That's what that is. The next one says, thank you for casually exposing men's manipulation tactics. That's what I'm saying. That's what I said. It's a manipulation tactic to make you feel bad about yourself, so you only like receive worth from them.
Yeah, I think
which could never be me.
No, could never.
Could
be me.
Never be me.
It's called like negging or something, right?
Yeah, negging. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my god. So like when I was like 14 or whatever, I remember like there was this book that was like popular at the incels at my high school. It was The Game by Neil Strauss, and basically, so it's
like a pickup artist.
Exactly. Yeah. So it was like this pickup artist community, and then like when I was 14 and like had access to the internet, I was like, what is this? So I would like when I was a freshman in high school, I would look at these like online pickup artist communities and see what they were saying, and it was like they were speaking this like crazy nerd language where it's just sort of like, yeah, like I had like, you know, I scored 3 convos with like 2 10s and like 1 9, like, and then and they were like saying shit
down
just
to
sort
a
of like,
code,
yeah,
like a science,
yeah, it was just sort of like, oh yeah, like I got a makeout in, like they were like, it was like a game. It was just
I got a makeout in,
yeah, there's like, yo, and like the guys were just like, yo, yeah, like I got 3 hugs on this intersection today, and I was just like,
ew,
what is this? And it was all just stuff where it was just like, here's how to neg women. It was literally
this,
like a
honestly,
handbook.
Honestly, if you gotta read a book about it, you ain't got it.
No, like literally, like, it's just like, and it's like, it's crazy.
Throwing the
it's
towel,
like,
buddy.
Who is, and then, but like there was this whole pickup artist thing. I'm sure it's like still going on where like they were
selling
expensive programs, and guys are like, and they like take guys on these like training missions. Like I literally saw it happening like live. So like, so I went to UC Berkeley, and I remember like I was on campus one day, and I see these like guys talking to these girls, and I see like someone else filming them or whatever. There was like these pickup artist guys, and they were just like testing these like terrible
lines.
Pickup lines on,
yeah.
On, and they were saying shit where it's just sort of like, oh, like what did
are
I
you do? From Tennessee, because you're the only 10 I see, like one
it
of
was
those.
Worse it was like it was
that's a good
of, like,
one
it was like, oh, like, you know, Like you look really good for someone with that big of a nose. Or it's just sort of like, you know, you only you could pull off that nose. So it's like a backhanded compliment, right?
They're so
just
nagging.
Like, oh, right. Yeah. Or it's always like the backhanded compliment.
I wish someone would say that to me when I'm on my lunch break.
I know, right?
When I'm in between class, when I'm eating a hot Subway sandwich, you're going to come up to me and tell me that?
Yeah,
that's
like...
so rude.
That's so dumb. And
I'll
like,
ruin
what?
Someone's day if that were me.
Yeah, no,
especially
like,
when I was in college. I was a lot meaner in college.
Oh, I love that.
I was unhinged because I had no fear in college, which is bad. You should always have like a little bit, just like a nice little bit of fear.
Mm-hmm.
I had none in college.
I
so
love that.
I was a terror when people were rude to me. Or I perceived them being rude to me.
Mm-hmm. I fully relate to that. I was terrified for a different reason. So I'm bipolar, but I didn't know I was bipolar until like my early 20s. So back in college, I was just like unmedicated bipolar, and I was like, ah! And so this one time, I remember I was a sophomore, and it was like I was just walking to campus, and I was like really pissed because I was like, whatever. I was just pissed for no reason. Like, upset for about something. Yeah, because like, why not? Like, have you seen the world? And so like, I was like 19, and then I remember this. And so I was like, I was 19. I was walking to campus, and I was texting, and this guy literally, he grabs my phone and just starts running. So and like literally without even like
just thinking, robbing you.
Yeah, he was just robbing me in like broad daylight at like 2 p.m. like right next to the Berkeley campus, and like without missing a beat, I remember like it just like happened. I dropped my backpack. I ran after him. I was faster than him because I was like, bro, like you don't know. I was like at the time I was having a manic swing, so I was like, it's like crackhead energy, right? Okay. I was just like, I had crackhead energy, and then so literally like I like ran after him, and then I was like clinging on, and I actually jumped on his back. So I remember I like posted it on Facebook because that's when people were still posting on Facebook, in like what 2012 or whatever. And I was like, yo, I just did this thing, and everyone was like, wait, that's like really dangerous. Are you okay? And I was like, I never did anything.
I never did anything like that. Yeah. You know, I can't.
Hey, he stole my phone though. I got my phone back.
That's true.
So that was good. So good for you.
Modern day Batman doing vigilante work, but for yourself.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, you think you're faster than me, bitch? Like, I'm faster than you. Like, I got more trauma than you can.
Okay, this next one says, it's funny how they always want to play the it's a joke card when they get caught. Oh. Yeah, always. That's the story of my life. Mm-hmm. They're like, it was a joke and you overreacted. Oh, I joke too.
Yeah.
How come I can't joke also?
Yeah, like gaslighting 101. Like, literally.
Yeah, it was a joke and he took it seriously. Okay, well, one of us deleted our video, so I'd argue one of you took us way too seriously.
No, not me. I love because I've been following you for like so long, and I just love seeing I think I messaged you like a while back, and because like literally like because you're just your laugh brings me so much joy. Like, because you have such a like unique and like beautiful laugh, and so like you know, because like when I'm like going through it, I'm like I will literally just be like hungover, like depressed, like going through it, and I'll just go to your page and I just start like scrolling, and instantly I feel better.
I remember that you did message me.
Yeah,
that.
No, like because like sweet. No, I know, because I love him. Just like that. Yeah, I want to watch Drew like rip these people to shreds. And also, these insults like need to be like like
memorialized.
Yeah, no, I was just
people tell me that all the time to write a book.
Oh, I mean,
of insults, I don't know if I could do that.
I was like, no, they need to be. I was like, there needs to be a whole memorial for them. I was like, all the awards, like Oscar, Grant. Like, I'm just like, yeah, like, she's just like, you're just.
I wish I could get an EGOT for insulting people.
Oh my god,
I'd be goated already.
The thing is, like, I think that, you know, we live in a society where that can happen very soon, right?
I would hope so.
Like, if they had like an Oscars for roasting, I'm just sort of like, okay, so like, obviously, you're like the.
I hope so. Like, I would love that.
No, that would be amazing.
Okay, so for this next video that we have, this is actually, I'm just going to describe it for you. I'm just going to paint a picture for you. It's a beautiful woman. She's just doing a transition video where basically she has no makeup and her hair's not done. Mm-hmm. And then the next clip, obviously it is. Mm-hmm. That's the whole point of TikTok.
Yep.
If we're not Charlie D'Amelio dancing, that's what we're doing.
Yep.
Transitions, right? Mm-hmm. That's the whole point. Mm-hmm. And obviously all the comments from men were poo-poo, garbage, terrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And all the comments
feces, vomit.
Like, actual
diarrhea.
Human feces. Yeah. Literally. And then all the comments from women were all positive. So, like, for these comments from men, they said, one said, makeup can change a life. This has to be illegal. Only makeup. Damn, son, what is this? And to that, I always say, show me a picture of your face.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see that mug. I want to see what you're rocking with before we start trading insults. Mm-hmm. I would like to see what you're working with.
They're mad that they're attracted to us.
Yeah, truly.
Because they like, they're just like, I'm mad because I'm attracted to this person, but she's more successful than me and she would drag me, so I can't take it. Therefore, I'm gonna spend the limited time and energy I have in this one life I have on earth, even though I could technically die any day. I'm gonna use this limited time of my conscious effort to sit there and type cum. And I'm just sort of like, that is some gas station energy.
Like,
there's a
truly.
Gas station around in LA called Terribles. They live there. They don't work there, they live there.
They live there.
Yeah, they live at the Terribles gas station. This is not a promo for them. Terribles is not, this is not
terrible.
Sponsored. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I've never been in that gas station because I mean, maybe I should. It's very self-aware. So
yeah,
so maybe it's, maybe.
But they lack that. So yeah. Would they be at Terribles? Who knows?
They're like, what is self? Like,
yeah.
No, like I remember this. Oh my God. Like, this one time I was at, like, this guy once tried to mansplain to me the concept of introspection. He was like, yeah, like, I started doing this thing where it was like, you know, how you just like, you know, how you just like do things, but then sometimes you can ask yourself why you do them. And then maybe, and I was just like, are you talking about
self-awareness?
Introspection?
Yeah. So self-awareness.
Like, I was just like, oh,
degree.
like, welcome to.
To
like,
human life.
I was like, oh, I remember having that thought at like 9.
Can you imagine, like, being in your mid-20s and just realizing that you can think about how your words may affect others?
No, like, it's just... it's yeah,
You're
no.
like, oh my God, did you know that I could impact others with the things I say and
no,
do?
No, like, yeah.
That's wild. No, I could hurt them and or, like, help them.
Yeah, there's just a layer of, like... intel, like, you know, you tell pretty quickly if people are like with it or not.
Yeah,
and I just, you know,
most of them aren't.
No, exactly. Sometimes I'll see like a guy and I'm like, wow, yeah. like he's really funny, and then I check his bio and he's like, you know, like bi or like gay or something, and I'm just like, yeah, because no straight guy could ever be that funny. Like, yeah. no straight guy could ever be as funny. As that guy.
That's a good point. That's mm-hmm. a really good point. They yeah. have a very one-sided view of things.
Yeah, or it's like I think you can always kind of tell. Like
just any misogynist, they're never funny. Any yeah. bigot, you're never funny.
No, it's like
your humor relies on punching down.
Exactly.
And being offensive. That's mm-hmm. the only, you're incapable of being funny without doing something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I find leads to a lack of intelligence always.
No, totally. It's just sort of like, oh, like you literally can't be generative. Like you have to like take something, and I'm just, mm-hmm. and it's like,
from
oh,
others
you
have
no
to be
creativity.
Funny. Yeah, yeah, none at all.
And
like
it's also
literally.
Just like, no, and it's like not novel at all. It's just like, oh, you're just regurgitating. It's like
it's
you're
the same jokes over and over again.
Yeah, it's yeah. like literally, and I'm just sort of like, oh, like, I'm sorry, I didn't realize you were a single cell organism. Pre-cum C-section formula,
well,
and Homo erectus.
Honestly, literally back like to the makeup point, I've said this before, men can't tell the difference.
No.
Like, if I looked like this and I truly, like convinced, like, I sat down with someone, I'm like, this is what I woke up looking like a dude, they would be like, yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat in a chair for 2 hours this morning to look like this, to look normal.
Mm-hmm. No, like, they don't know, like, what...
whatever that is deemed.
Oh, well, it's, like, this thing where, like, I remember, like, so when I would do transition videos of, like, you know, like, no makeup to makeup, people, like, you know, I would get, like, all those comments, like, I mean, I don't care, because I was, like, engagement.
Yeah, literally.
But, like,
they'll never put that puzzle together either.
There's all this thing where people were just sort of, like, all these guys on one of my transition videos were, like, wait, no one told me she was trans. She's trans. She has to be trans.
Well, to see, like, that's supposed to be offensive.
Yeah.
Because they're a bigot.
Yeah, and I'm just,
I've gotten
like,
that,
oh,
too,
like,
but that's because... I'm brown and I'm mean, so
they like think it's an insult. I'm
it's
just sort
not.
Of like,
well, okay, so these next comments from women, this says, your face is flawless with or without makeup, your features are so beautiful. Okay, you did not just go from pretty to pretty. I'm not trying to simply be nice, but you're literally stunning. And this last one says, oh my God, your face and skin. So I've talked about this before, but like, when men are like, oh, women post for male validation, like if they post, whether you're feeling yourself or you're like at the movies, men are like, oh, they're posting this so men will pay attention to them. I always say that's not true because women take what other women say about them mm-hmm. way more seriously than
Correct.
They do about men. It's easy to get men's attention.
No,
it's easy.
No, male validation is easy and everywhere and is worthless.
Like, I wish I said that.
Like,
that's
I forgot. I saw someone else say it was just like male validation is in abundance and of low value.
it's
the thing where, I mean, I think they did a study. Like, I remember I was learning about it in like high school or college or something. They did a study of who do women dress for when women are getting dressed up? It's like, no, women dress up to impress other women.
Yeah, truly.
Like, not.
Well, kind of like why men put down women is to impress other men.
Yeah.
It's not for women.
Oh, my God.
It
yeah.
truly
and
isn't.
It's like, and it's like all of them just like being like dumb together. Like okay, so me and one of my really good friends, Dana Donnelly, we always talk about this. We always say like, if I see just like a group of like, you know, straight dudes like all hanging out, like whatever they're talking about is wrong. I just know that like if there's a group of like three or more dudes just standing around talking, I'm just like, whatever you're saying is wrong.
You know what
there's
I do?
Nothing that you could be talking about that's right.
That's so funny you bring that up, because every time I see those groups of dudes, like, it's like boys night out type
Saturdays
vibes.
Are for the boys.
Yeah, like I literally, when I'm with my boyfriend especially, I always like say captions that I think they would put on their Instagram. Like I literally put like up to no good and
yeah.
like devil emojis, or it's like boys night on the town.
Yeah,
like what's like the lamest thing they would put on Instagram? I literally think of Instagram captions.
Yeah,
this is probably what they're putting on their Snapchat. Last night was a movie.
Oh my God, no. Or they're probably it's like I saw, or literally they'll just like, or it's like these dudes that do like fake Gary Vee content, like fake inspirational
curls. Oh,
where
yeah.
it's like they post a photo of themselves like this and they're just sort of like, yeah, you just got to keep up the grind. You
yeah,
know?
They're like, or they're like, haters will be there all the time. time. They, you know, don't never let them get to you. They write this like dissertation.
And I'm like, no one's hating on you. I'm like, you have no fans.
I literally am like,
no, it's like these guys. It's like these guys who are like, yeah, people are always trying to say. I'm like, no one. Like, your teacher just told you to put a shirt back on. Like, yeah, no one is like, trying to like.
Well, you work at LA Fitness. It's really never that serious.
Yeah, no, it's just
it's
like
never that serious.
Yeah, I'm just like, chill, bro.
It's okay. It's all right. You work at Circle K. You know what? Life is truly never that serious.
Yeah, I'm just like bro. Like, you can still.
Well, people like us who do content for a living have actual like. People who hate us. I don't like to call them haters because that implies like some sort of jealousy, which I'm sure we have too, but it's just people that hate me. Well, it's just people that hate me genuinely. I have a lot of those. Like, I don't know if I would say, I mean, jealousy could be a factor. I think a big part of it is bigotry more than anything.
True. Yeah. I almost think, No, because like, because in my mind, I'm just like, I know, like, I feel like a lot of haters are just jealous. And then a lot of haters are just like sad and miserable.
Yeah,
and,
I agree.
Like, they're just like.
One and the same, honestly. Venn diagram's a circle.
No, no, no. Exactly.
Yeah, it truly is.
Yeah, exactly. That's just that they're all the same.
Okay, so now we're going to play a game.
I love it.
And this is something that's very on brand for you. Okay, so this is, do you have big dick energy or big clit energy? Whatever you prefer. Dealer's choice.
Oh my
right?
God. Big clit energy.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to ask you questions. You're going to give me your honest answer. Mm-hmm. And then we'll decide as an audience whether or not you have big clit energy, which I'm sure you do.
Yeah. No, positive. I'm totally not wearing a clitoral hoodie. I totally didn't just make a song called Big Clit Energy.
There you
let's
go.
Fucking go.
Okay. So the first one says, you turn up at a party, but realize no one you know is there yet. What do you do?
Oh, just meet people. Just like walk around. Yeah, just walk around and be like, hey, I'm Melissa. What's up? Just like socialize. Like,
yeah, I was going to say, human. My social anxiety girlies are like, could never be me.
I mean, like,
it depends. I really like, that. I really enjoy going into parties where I don't know people. I think it's fun, more fun.
Yeah, no, I think like, I just like stimulation in general. Like, I'm a very like, yeah, put me in like the craziest shit ever. And like, no, I think just like walking around and just being like,
meeting
okay,
new people.
What's up, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was at Coachella, and I was like, guys, can you guess what this is? And it was a great conversation starter.
There you go. Look at that. Really icebreaker of the game.
Yeah, yeah.
I would say for sure that's definitely big clit energy, for sure. Okay, so this next one says, new job, first day, and your boss asks you a question you think you have the answer to. Do you stay silent, go for it, impress the team and your boss, or answer the question, but phrase it as a question, or sit tight even if you think it's right? Like, don't say anything.
Oh, I would just confidently voice my opinion. I would just be like, this is my answer. Yeah. And if I'm wrong, like, that's okay, because then I'm wrong. Like, if I'm wrong, then I will learn, and then it's fine.
And if you're wrong, maybe you gaslight him. At the end of the day, you and I are girl bosses.
Yeah, exactly.
And girl bosses stay gaslighting and gatekeeping.
Exactly.
That's all we do. Mm-hmm. Every day, jeez. All day.
I'm a Gemini. That's another G.
What's your big three? You're a Gemini.
So, so Gemini sun. My rising is a Libra. I don't know if I super identify with it, but I know that but someone once was like, oh, everyone with a rising Libra sign is pretty. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll take it.
You're okay, then yes, I do.
Yeah, because their whole, I think with Libras, it's like, oh, they're indecisive. I'm not indecisive. I'm very like, I want tacos now.
Yeah.
And then my Cancer is a moon, which I do. Oh, sorry, my moon is a Cancer, which I do identify with.
I'm a Cancer moon too.
Yeah, yeah, because you know, when I'm like by myself, I'm like in my feels, like thinking about shit, like listening to like Steve Lacy and like being like,
you being a Gemini makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, wait, what is your really like? What is your sun sign?
I'm a Virgo. Virgo sun, Cancer moon, Sagittarius rising.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. We're two opposites, low key.
Yeah, and I was just like, wow.
how we go through life.
No, like I'm so surprised. Like, I guess I don't know.
I really like Geminis. They get a bad rep, but I really like Geminis.
Oh, I like them too, obviously, because I'm very biased. I'm just like, yeah, we're like the fun ones. I'm like, yeah, we're fun and toxic. Yeah, we stay gaslighting. I always say.
Well, there you go. Geminis are very self-aware.
Mm-hmm.
So they're very aware of the things that they do.
Yeah, like my favorite thing is like, I think manifesting is gaslighting the universe. Like, I've been saying
love
this. Manifesting
that.
Is just gaslighting the universe, because you're just sort of like
law of attraction.
And like, I was like, I'm going to get this today. Because the universe is like, nope. And I'm like, actually, universe, you're stupid. Actually, like, you're ugly. Actually,
I love that, honestly.
Actually, you're in your flop era.
I stay doing
fell
that.
Off.
Okay, this last one says, you're talking with someone at a party and you like them. What's your next move?
I would probably just tell them I like them. Well, I mean, typically, like, I, like, the instant that I, like, see someone who I'm attracted to, I'm just sort of like, hi, I think you're very attractive. Or I'm just like, hi, I'm in love with you. Or, hi, like, I have no problem, like, expressing my, like, attraction or, like, desire. I'm just sort of like, hi,
Gemini.
Like, da 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 da.
Gemini.
Yeah, no, I'm like, I, no, like, literally every time I see someone, like, attractive on my feed, I slide into the DMs, like, instantly. Like, wow. I literally slide into so many people's. Yeah.
There you go.
No, I slide into so many people's DMs.
Take the leap. You know, I can't speak to that, but I'm happy for you.
Thank you. Yeah. No, I am like
living, I support you.
I am like
I support women's
best.
Rights and I support women's wrongs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I never support men, and that's something you should always.
Oh my
remember.
God. That's I think I'm you know Chrissy Chipeka.
Oh, I love her.
Yeah, I love her.
I love her.
I did a podcast with her like I don't know like 2 years ago or something, but I follow her Twitter. Her Twitter's hilarious. She tweeted
so sweet.
I think it's okay when girls lie. And I was like, yes.
I agree.
It's
just
it's
like
fine.
I saw a TikTok the other day where someone said, I think only men have red flags. And
yes.
Women, it's just quirks.
Yes.
It's just something fun.
Yeah.
Something fun about their personality. Yeah. I said, that's what I'm talking about.
No,
that's
no,
the
no,
kind
totally.
Of world I'm living in.
I am all on board. Like, I just think that, like, all men have, like a brain disability or something because they just don't get
it's like a cognitive dissonance.
Yeah, it just feels like there's something
missing.
You know, I'm just sort of like you.
That's why I said it's cognitive dissonance more than anything. They're just so far removed from other people's perspective, I think, a lot of times.
And
these men
just,
are
like,
sitting at the top of the world all the time.
Yeah, and they also just like don't live in reality. You know what I mean? It's,
yeah, delusion.
It's kind of what you were saying earlier, how
the
it's
fantasy.
Like men think that like they live in this world where women are constantly doing things for men's attention. So then when they're like, wait, but why is she as a girl doing that? Like I said, I didn't like that. Doesn't she know that men don't like when she does that? Like it's like people will like
comment. The hard concept.
Oh my God. No, people will comment on my videos. Like, you know, my like male fans or whatever, they think they're just like, hey, Melissa, like I actually like you better like without this, or it's just sort of like, you know, just stick to jokes, I don't like your music. And I'm just sort of like, literally, who are you? Like, who are
thanks,
you?
Thanks, Brian.
Like,
oh, you know what, I'm gonna take that to heart.
Like, thanks, Alex.
I think that every time someone's like, you're not even funny, none of your jokes are funny, blah blah blah, I'm like, okay, 13 followers.
Yeah.
I always say that.
Yeah,
because I'm like you know who is not the person to ask about how to build a following? You.
Yeah, literally. Well, it's
why
like
would I ask
thing
you,
where
babe?
It's like, I think the people who give the most advice are usually the people who don't know what they're talking about. Like, people who don't know what they're talking about, like,
they give unsolicited advice.
Like,
yeah.
Like, a guy who's, like, you know, in his 30s living with his mom is always, like, giving entrepreneurial advice, right? He's always just like, no, like, you should do this. And so it's like, it's all these, like, gross dudes. Who,
some
like,
Grant Cardone.
Oh my God. I remember, like, 2 years ago when my, like, cult was going viral on TikTok, like, one of the first articles to the New York Times came out with, like, a piece on me. I was on the front page of the New York Times and I was like, wow, this is so amazing.
In a good way or a bad way?
What was that?
In a good way?
Oh, in a good way.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, no. So
I was going to say, were they being like, oh, no.
Oh, no, it was good.
Okay,
like,
okay.
Basically, like 2 years ago when my, like, cult went viral on TikTok, like, all these news sources covered it, and I was on the front page of New York Times, Taylor Lorenz, who's amazing, she wrote it, and I remember I was, like, talking about it on social media, and this, like, guy with, like, just this, like, gross dude, you know exactly what he looks like, just this gross, like,
I'm
Jesus
picturing it.
Wannabe.
Yeah, I have the image in my head.
Wannabe. He, like, sent me this thing, and it was just like, hey, Melissa, like, I used to be a really big fan of you, but I actually found it really embarrassing that you promoted the New York Times, because don't you know that the New York Times is like, and I'm just sort of like, you're so jealous right now. You wish you had this publicity.
And at the very end, he goes, and I wish it was me.
Literally.
That's
literally,
like,
I'm just like,
a whole lot of words.
I'm just like, that's, I'm like, you, I'm like,
well, you know
so
what?
Jealous.
We don't all have it. That's what I say all the time.
Mm-hmm.
When I make, because sometimes I'll make jokes. And dudes will make videos about me and they'll say, you know what? I don't like, she's not even funny. Like, and her stuff doesn't get taken. My stuff gets taken all the time. Like, no one ever sees my stuff. That's the most hater shit I've ever heard in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally always say, I'm like, did you ever consider the fact that maybe you're just not funny?
Yeah. Like,
has that thought ever penetrated
oh,
that
my
cerebrum
God.
Or what? Like,
no, like,
maybe you don't got it, bitch.
Yes. No, literally, like, men will do like literally everything before they admit that they're incompetent. They'll just be like,
or not talented.
Exactly. Exactly. It'll just be like, yeah, no, it's the algorithm. It's because of the system.
Yeah, it's the algorithm.
No,
yeah.
I always make videos where when people are like, yeah, like I'm being shadow banned, and I'm just like, hello, I used to work for Google. I was a computer science major. I was a software engineer for like 5 years.
Love that.
And so I'm like, actually know what I'm talking about. And I'm just like, you're not shadow banned. It's because your content sucks.
Yeah.
It's
like, people just don't like you, bro. Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah. It's like this weird thing where oh my God, I will never forget. I got this one DM like that was so audacious and like, I will never forget it. So literally it was like this guy who was like, it was when I was first blowing up. Seeing his DMs and he was like always sliding in, and then I wasn't replying or accepting his message, and he literally sends me a photo of himself like shirtless, and in the message he goes like hey, look at this photo for 10 seconds, okay? Like, and he was like, because he thought in his brain that if I looked at a photo of him shirtless for 10 seconds that I would reply to him. He was like, come on, man, like, I'm hot, you're hot.
Is that all he said? Look at this photo for 10 seconds?
After a bunch of different, like, slides and stuff. Like,
I feel like witchcraft to me.
Yeah, he was like, look at this photo for 10 seconds. And it was just, I almost wanted to reply and be like, dude, you're not as hot as you think they are. It's like this thing where, like, where I think, okay, so men always think that they're, like, way better looking than they are. And women always think that they're way uglier than they are because of, like, how society, like, treats us.
That's
whatever.
Patriarchy.
Yeah, I know. Because it's like, you know, it's sad. You see like all these like, you know, beautiful women being like, well, and I'm just like, no, you look amazing.
Yeah.
Like you are
looks like shit,
amazing.
But you look great.
Yeah. No. Seriously.
I'll stay telling men that,
like,
even if they look great.
Photo for 10 seconds as if I was like, oh yeah, I'm so.
You know what's funny? Not to play devil's advocate, it worked.
Yeah, it did.
He got in there, didn't he?
He got in there, and I'm talking about it now. So you know what? You're right. And the thing is, like, I'm okay with being wrong because I'm a woman and I'm confident, and I don't think that being wrong is a reflection of my like being an intelligence, like all the men online do.
Yeah. On that note, thank you so much for coming today. Yeah. Well, that is gonna do it for this episode of the Comment Section Show. Thank you so much, Melissa. Where can everybody find you?
Just kidding. Okay, so basically, everyone can find me online. I'm at Chunky's Dead on like TikTok and Instagram and apparently Reddit and shit.
Too. They hate me on there.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of the Comment Section Show. If you want to listen to new episodes, they drop every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the Past Your Bedtime YouTube channel. So make sure you subscribe. And they also stream on every live streaming service available. So Spotify, what else? Apple Music or Apple Podcasts, Amazon.
So basically you have no excuse not
no
to watch
excuse
or listen
whatsoever.
To this. It can be consumed in any form. You need to consume it, otherwise you're a loser.
There you go.
Yes.
You heard it here first. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining me today. Thank you so much to Melissa.
Thank you.
For coming on the show in more ways than one.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you all for watching. Bye.